From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. CIA Director John Brennan says Iran's Quds Force leader is complicating the U.S. mission against the self-described Islamic State in Iraq. Brennan tells Fox News Sunday, while it may be helpful for Iran to fight ISIS, there's a danger it could end up destabilizing Iraq.
What I'm saying is that the forces that Daesh has brought to bear in Iraq have generated an Iranian reaction that they need to make sure that they're not pursuing a very parochial and separate agenda from what the Iraqi nation and people need.
Brennan says he wouldn't consider Iran an ally right now inside Iraq. The Defense Department and U.S. security officials are investigating an online posting listing the names of U.S. military personnel and threatening them with death. NPR's Alice Fordham reports the post appears to come from a division that's part of the self-styled Islamic State, or ISIS.
A group calling itself the Islamic State Hacking Division leaked alleged names and addresses of some 100 American military personnel in the Air Force, Army, and Navy, and called upon Muslims in the U.S. to kill them, according to the site intelligence group. Defense and intelligence officials say it does not appear the information listed in the online posting came from hacked government servers, but instead from public sources like social media. The FBI and military have previously asked members of the military to take identifying material off the web for this reason. Calls for targeting soldiers and police have been part of ISIS's strategy for some time. The group's extensive online messages often threaten attacks on the military. Alice Fordham, NPR News.
The founder of modern Singapore has died. Lee Kuan Yew helped transform the sleepy port into one of the world's richest nations. He was admitted to the hospital more than a month ago for severe pneumonia, was later put on life support. Lee Kuan Yew was 91. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is officially entering the 2016 presidential race. NPR's Domenico Montanaro has more.
An aide close to Cruz tells NPR the Texas firebrand will announce his candidacy in a speech Monday at Liberty University in Virginia. It would make him the first major candidate to officially throw his hat into the ring in what is expected to be a crowded Republican primary field in 2016. Cruz, a Tea Party favorite, was elected to the Senate in 2012. And though he trails in early presidential polls, he hopes his reputation as someone who stands up to Democrats as well as Republican leaders will give him an avenue to the nomination. Domenico Montanaro, NPR News, Washington.
Gas prices are falling slightly. The Lundberg survey shows the average price of a gallon of regular gas is down 4 cents to $2.50. Oil analyst Trilby Lundberg says prices could go higher soon.
The phasing in of higher cost summer blend gasoline is going as it always does. It will be completed, most of it, next month. A lot of it has already entered the pool.
Survey found L.A. had the most expensive gas. This is NPR. It's been a long winter of discontent for England's King Richard III, killed in the Battle of Bosworth in 1485. His long-lost skeleton was discovered under a parking lot in Leicester 3 years ago. Today, Richard began his final journey. Leary Miller has more from London.
King Richard's remains were verified through the DNA of a distant ancestor. Shakespeare portrayed Richard as a hunchback with a withered arm. Modern forensics discounted that while confirming what he did look like and how he died, a sharp blow to the skull. The coffin bearing his remains left Leicester University after a solemn and religious ceremony. The university's president, Paul Boyle.
Today, we remember him as we prepare to pass his mortal remains to the care of the Cathedral Church of St. Martin, Leicester, so that they may reinter him with dignity and honor.
At the cathedral, Richard's coffin will be on display for 3 days. Then England's last Plantagenet king will finally be interred. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
In NCAA men's college basketball tournament play today, second seed University of Virginia was knocked out by seventh seed Michigan State, 60-54. That sends Michigan to the Sweet 16. Tony Bennett is the Cavs coach. He says poor shooting hurt UVA.
We're not the greatest offensive team. We don't have, you know, tremendous shooting. That's why I said, let's shift the ball. We decided to make a concerted effort to pound it inside and try to get some stuff. We got a few things there. We got some good looks, but when you're that cold, hard to beat a team like Michigan State.
And this is NPR.